WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a man. What the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Burn it down!
Monday Night Raw is now complete. This is the Raw Post Show, the night after SummerSlam edition, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio, WildTalkRadio.com, Twitch.tv/WTLive, presented as always by MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211 chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Sports Show by clicking the promo rectangle button below the screen. You can use carrier code RocketSucker, Lindsay Warden, 499, I'm ShopQuest, hashtag Epic Partner. I'm the producer, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
We are coming out of SummerSlam and the choices and decisions made there, and we are on the road to Paris? Is that right? We going to Paris in like 3 weeks?
We're going to the Clash in Paris in 3 weeks, yes.
We get to go to Paris, y'all. Oui, yes. We are coming out of SummerSlam, and we are already on the road. We're building, we're getting ready to go, and we had some exciting things happen in terms of the fallout of SummerSlam.
Round three of Sheamus and Rusev took place on Monday Night Raw, another banger, but this banger ended in a double countout as they were just banging and banging and banging each other on the outside.
Yeah, there was crowd diving, there was move stealing. You know, when you look at the, what is it, the bows of, what does he call it?
10 beats of the Bowery,
thank you. When you look at him doing it in the ring, like, you can see him making the hit, and you know it doesn't feel good, right? Like, you know. But when you see him do it on the barricade, both of them do it on the barricade, and they're just striking essentially, like, in, like, across the chest or the diaphragm area, you know that doesn't feel good. You know it doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good at all. We were backstage with The New Day and then the Big G. They're still in mourning.
I want to know where Xavier got that hat.
Yeah, there's a big ass hat.
I need that hat.
Waller was talking, trying to get the New Day a tag title shot, but ended up in a match against Penta. New Day were there with their big hat. Penta got the win in a solid match against Grayson Waller. Penta strutted around with Xavier's big ass mourning hat.
I'm going to be really honest. That was working for him on a lot of levels. Like, he looked good in that hat. Like, the fringe covering his face and everything, because it was a giant hat, and it had fringe hanging off the edges. It was a good look. It was a really good look for him, I'm not going to lie. But yeah, the match between Penta and Grayson was fine. New Day came out about halfway through. And yeah, it was good. Good little segment.
Should mention, for the Sheamus and Rusev thing, they just kept beating each other up throughout the night. They ran through a segment with Charlotte and Alexa backstage. When Sammy was being interviewed about what his future is, which we really didn't get many answers from, he got caught up in the middle of them fighting, and he's going to end up fighting Rusev next week on Raw.
Look, when your blood feud is so just intense that you just have to keep fighting, you can't settle it. You just have to keep going.
Pretty much, and that's why they'll just be guys who keep banging after banging after banging over and over again. Speaking of the women's tag team champions, they came to the ring after being interrupted by a Rusev and Sheamus brawl. They would talk about the F word. Charlotte mentioned that she's a pain in Alexa Bliss's A word. And then the former champions Raquel and Roxanne came out and basically said, we want title shot. And Pierce was like, yeah. All
right.
So it was Charlotte and Alexa versus Raquel and Roxanne for the tag titles in a rematch from Monday night, from SummerSlam. Charlotte and Alexa end up retaining once again. Good match.
It was a really good match. It was a really good segment. Like, again, I love the energy between Charlotte and Alexa. It's super entertaining how they're friends, but they're not friends, but we're getting closer. It's that good odd couple pairing. And then, of course, you have Rox and Co. coming out and, you know, saying basically they want their titles back because, well, they feel a little without because everybody else in the Judgment Day has gold and they don't. And it's very, very, very sad. And so they want their titles back in. Well, ooh, they didn't get them back. But the match was really good.
It was a good match. It's an odd duo, yes, sub. It's an odd duo. But they work. They work well together. Speaking of duos, Io was talking with the duo of Asuka and Kairi Sane, and Rhea showed up. And Rhea said she heard that Io went to Anna Pierce and said she wants title match. And the Io was like, yeah, because I wasn't the one who didn't get pinned at SummerSlam.
True.
Rhea said there's nothing more she would like to do than to finally beat Io and take the title from her. He was like, that's great, but you're never going to beat me, which is fair.
Which is fair.
Because Rhea has always lost to Io Sky. Wait.
Their flirting gives me life. It really gives me life. Like, I love their flirting so much. It's so good. Like, it's just like, y'all are just cute. Y'all are so cute. Anyway.
Two women who were not flirting are Lyra and Bailey.
No.
Lyra wants out of the Bailey vortex. She wants out of her life. They're not friends. They're too bad for each other. They've screwed up for each other. They just need to go apart.
I mean, they could be good for each other if they really wanted to be good for each other.
I don't think they do either.
You see, I think the problem is Becky. If they just got Becky out of the equation, then it would be fine. Everything would be just hunky-dory happy, you know.
They tried. We talked about Judgment Day. Dom defeated Dragon Lee for the in a non-title match. AJ Styles mentioned beforehand that he was going to keep coming after Dominik and the IC title. And sure as hell, he came out after the match when they were still beating up Dragon Lee to make the save.
That is true. That is what happened. Yep.
Also, there was
a good segment.
It was a good segment, a good match. And also, there was an El Grande Americano appearance.
I was trying to get around that.
I know. And if you didn't make the comment you did, I was going to avoid it. But the way you made the comment.
What do you mean the comment?
The way you said it. There's three. The Americano family is growing.
There's three of them now?
They're just continuing to grow.
Who ordered the multiples at Starbucks? I need to have a word. Actually, what we should have is a tall, a venti, and a grande. That's what we should have.
We're almost there. The women's.
But we haven't gotten there yet.
We haven't got there yet. The Women's Intercontinental Championship champion Becky Lynch came to the ring. She said, you know, she boosted that she beat Lyra and how she won't get another title shot. And now it's to open the floor to new competitors. Just not tonight. Which brought out Nikki Bella. Nikki said Becky's one of the greatest of all time. Becky's like, the greatest. Nikki said it was easy to step aside when she handed the division over to Becky because it was good at hand. And Becky was like, we're doing good, yeah. But then you turned out to be a disappointment. And are handcuffing the next generation. She asks, but Nikki has her reasons for coming back. Wants to, you know, see how good the stars of today are. It's the best women's division it's ever been. But why'd you come back, Becky? Are you jealous of watching Lyra kill it? Or because Hollywood isn't what you thought it would be? And then Becky reminds everyone that she's in the most successful movie on Netflix currently, Happy Gilmore 2. But then I remember you being there too. But, oh yeah, your scenes were cut. Nikki says she's not buying what Lynch says and accused her of being a liar just like her husband. Nikki said everyone bought Seth's lie, but no one buys Becky's lies. Nikki said Becky is the same scared little girl she was when she entered the division. Becky told Nikki not to talk about her or her hot husband. And Becky's like, me and Seth are the greatest wrestling couple of all time. But that would have been you and... You at one point, right? Oh, wait. You can't see him anymore. Everyone chanted, holy shit. Becky said that when she came up, she did did to combat Nikki's error, Nikki said Becky was afraid to face her during her error, and then challenged her to a match. We had yes chance. Becky said she and Nikki never went on one because, wonder why we never went on one? And then sucker punched her to end that segment. Thoughts?
This was really good. This was absolutely excellent. I don't quite remember history being like that, but okay, sure. We'll take your word for it that's how that all went. So we're building between Nikki and Becky for the IC title, which is, I'm cool with that. Because we're moving Lyra on to something else, and eventually she can get her title back, or maybe, you know, just maybe they're going to point her at the bigger title, and she's going to get a shot at Naomi. It's hard to say. But for right now, you're keeping the IC title important, which is good. You're going to have two great performers feud over it, and we'll see how this goes.
We will indeed see how that goes. Becky was backstage, got confronted by Natalya. And then Natty challenged Becky to a match. And like Becky's like, yeah, against her. That being Maxine Dupri.
I was going to say, which version of Natty did we get?
We got
did
Natty.
Did we get the Bloods?
No, we got Natty. No,
Bloodsport
we got
Natty?
No, we got Natalya. Raw, WWE has Natalya. Outside of WWE, it's Natty. That's the difference.
That's the difference? Okay, all right. I was going to say, do we get the Bloodsport version?
No, we don't. No, we get Natalya. Natalya is the WWE one.
I know.
Stephanie Vaccour was backstage, and she's excited to face the winner of Naomi Io, and then Naomi came up. She said we would take Stephanie's horns and stick them so far up Vaccour's behind that she would leave Paris with a limp.
It seems entirely unnecessary.
It does. But Monday Night Raw opened with The Vision. Bronson Reed, Paul Heyman, Braun Breaker, Seth Rollins. Heyman said this is the point where he introduced Roman Reigns, but Heyman said he hasn't been a champion for a year and a half. He said he would be introducing CM Punk as champion, but Punk wasn't able to hold it long enough to have side plates put on the title belt. Heyman said Punk had one of the greatest title matches with Gunther. Heyman said Rollins not only crashed the wedding, but he stole the honeymoon with the title, and she was good. Rollins shamed everyone who turned their back on him after he won the main event of WrestleMania. Rollins said shame on everyone who taunted him with chants for Punk or Roman Reigns. Rollins said the lesson is that people should never doubt him again. He had been a marked man for months. Rollins said he was not shame not only on the fans, but every person in the locker room who made it their mission to stop him from successfully cashing in Money Bank contract. Everyone backstage thinks they are so smart, but he always has a plan B, and this plan was top secret. He told two people, his wife and Paul Heyman. They achieved absolute power, and no one can stop them. This is the way forward. This is The Vision, which brought out LA Knight. He wasn't there for a fight. He wants to get some answers. Knight said people wondered why Rollins had to fake an injury when he had Money in the Bank. Knight said Rollins faked injury to avoid Knight's threat of taking his dignity. And he was the last person to beat Seth Rollins, and he would also be the next person to beat him. And no better time or place, which he flubbed, than tonight. You want to see it, Rollins says? You want to hear him book it? Yeah. No. Until Adam Pearce showed up and was like, normally we want to promote the matches, and, you know, the guy cleared medical, and, you know, the guy lied to medical before. But the hell with normal. Here tonight, your main event is Rollins, LA Knight, world title, Breaker and Reed banned from ringside. Yeah.
Okay, one. Seth rolled up with his evil villain coat. He was very broad-shouldered and red, which is perfect for, you know, being on Monday Night Raw. He's the group dynamic is back, and I like that. I also like that the Shoe of Fala is now a thing, and Bronson's just walking around wearing Roman shoes. That's just his thing now. That's what he does. He has his trophy. He has stolen Roman Reigns' shoes. I love that is continuing on in his thing. But yeah, the promo was super good. It's the perfect sort of like follow-up to what happened last night. Saturday night. Where we get that what Seth does best. That cocky heel speech, right? The I fooled everybody. I won. I did the thing. You all thought I was hurt, but I wasn't. I fooled you. He's so good at that. And it plays into his personality really, really well. And then you had Bronson and Braun do the backup, which was great. And you had that dynamic back, which was nice to see.
It was Rollins' night, world title in your main event of this show. Good match between the two men, and in disqualification when CM Punk made his return to Monday Night Raw, attacking the visionary Seth Rollins. They were brawling. LA Knight was mad. He pulled Punk off of Rollins. They jaw-jacked. Bron Breakker speared Punk. Bronson Reed ran in, came out. They both had a stomp from Seth Rollins after being beaten down. We had the closing credits. They were all leaving. Then Roman Reigns returned to Monday Night Raw. Started firing up until he was no longer firing up. He ate a stomp. He ate a spear. He ate three tsunamis. And lost his shoes one more time.
Bronson's going to slowly clean out Roman's shoe closet.
Week by week.
A pair at a time.
Every week. He's
That's his thing.
It is. You should take everyone's shoes and just kind of keep them all.
He has a shoe collection. It's what he does. And he gets a little necklace, or he makes a necklace of shoes. The match between Rollins and Knight was super good. The promo between them was super good. I would like to see more of it. But I'm also not going to turn down Rollins and Punk because we know that there's a lot of hatred there. And then, of course, the whole stuff with Roman and them writing him off so he can go shoot a movie and he will come back mad because he will want his shoes back. I think he did try to take them back and Bronson was like, no, they are mine now and I'm going to keep them. This was a great follow up to what happened on Saturday night. It's a good continuation because you're going to have Roman leave and then you're going to have the feud between LA Knight and Punk potentially over Seth and who gets Seth, or if they're just going to fight him at the same time. I don't think it really matters. But it is good that they are kind of sort of moving LA Knight into that position, and they're sort of testing the waters with LA Knight in that position because he's kind of been waiting in the wings for a long while, and it's to the point with him that it's like basically either put up or shut up. Like, if you're not going to do anything with him, then let him go elsewhere and be who he needs to be. But if you're just going to sit on him, it makes no sense to make him stay there. And so the fact that it looks like that they're finally going to put him in that spot and give him that shot, good on him.
And that was Monday Night Raw.
That was Monday Night Raw.
Which means we're live again Thursday night for The Wreck.
That's right. Tune in. We are talking night two of SummerSlam. So it's The Wreck. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on BallTalkRadio.com.
Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, another edition of CB Radio. Sunday night, it's WTR. Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night. Whenever Rollins, we'll be live to talk all about it. It's at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/WildTalkRadio Network. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Sports. On by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use creator code RockinSock or
Lens M. Ward
when you buy your brand new Fortnite Battle Passes this week. Because we are
Hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lens Ward, LNSWD. You can check me in on Twitch, twitch.tv/LensWard. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@LensWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, LensWard0.
This has been The Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for The Wreck. And right back here every Monday night along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.